by Spiral XP off of their release, I Wish I Was a Rat. And you heard all of these tracks on Teachable Moments, CHI's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you. And today's definition of the word cool was cool, adjective, sweet. We talked about closeness, we talked about, I guess, like, positivity, and we talked about romance. And now we gotta say goodbye. This last track is Dancer by the artists off of their most recent release, I Love the Artists. And you better believe it, you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
CITR 101.9. This is Hazy Frequencies. I am your host, Oscar, and this is the first ever show, so I'd like to thank CITR for bringing me on. I'd also like to thank all of the Hunkaminum people who have been the stewards of this land for time immemorium, and I'd just like everybody to reflect on what we can do and to appreciate the land for a moment before we begin the show. All right. So, this show is going to be a mixture of emo and shoegaze, mostly from the 90s, but, you know, a lot of more recent local stuff as well. You know, I really just want to bring to light a lot of kind of counterculture in the lens of shoegaze and emo, because that's totally my kind of genre. I have a band of that kind of genre myself at UBC. But, you know, yeah, I think they're great genres, and I think they need to be appreciated more. And I'm very happy and honored to be able to do that at CITR, so I'm looking forward to it. Also, later in this show, I'm going to read out an interview I did with the band Smush. They're originally from Vancouver, and now they've relocated to New York City. And unlike some bands, which I can kind of get lost in under their effects, their songwriting actually really stands out to me, and that is what I asked them about in this interview, so I will be reading that out later, so stay tuned. All right, without further ado, I'm going to play our first track, which is Birds of a Feather, kind of like spitting. All right, here we go.
Time. You can waste on me. Thank you.
only so much time. You can waste on me. Can't blame you.
We'll be right back. Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 In Order. That was Birds of a Feather, Kind of Like Spitting, Five by Breakwater, B by Link, Breathing Out Vapors by Nim. Breakwater's a band out of Victoria. Again, pretty unknown. You can kind of tell from that scratchy recording of a YouTube video. And Link is out of the Olympia, Washington area, I believe. Please email me and correct me if I'm wrong about that. But my mom is actually friends. No, my mom's friend is friends with Link. So I'd love to email them and reach out for an interview because I think they're great. And Nim is just a band I discovered on Spotify. They're really, really good. I think they're a good mix of post-hardcore and shoegaze, and I like that a lot. All right, we are going back to the music, starting off with Andy by Rockets and Blue Lights, Close at Hand. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions.
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9. This is Hazy Frequencies. My name is Oscar, and in order, that was Andy by Rockets and Blue Lights, Close at Hand. Trout by Grain, First Rate Second Class by Stratego, and Pessimism Goes to Work by Eldritch Anisette. Eldritch Anisette and Nim, that I played earlier, both have these femme-fronted bands, which I just really love, behind these like shoegaze guitars and like driving riffs. Like, I just think it's really great. And another femme-fronted band that I did a little kind of interview with is Smush. They're a band originally from Vancouver that has moved to NYC, and I have a little bit of insight on their song We Didn't Cry, which is one of their biggest songs, and I'm going to read this out. So Atlee on guitar, he's the guitar player, and she, Emily, on vocals and bass, wrote that song after a period of long distance they endured while he was studying in New York and she was in Vancouver. We'd been living together for over 2 years, and at that point, we'd never really been separated like that. I came to New York City, and we sat down to write If We Didn't Cry. Atlee had written that guitar line like 3 years earlier, and some words that had been forgotten. The song just completely came together that day. It was one of the easiest times we've ever had writing a complete song. We were so full of those emotions after being away from each other and finally being together again that it just drove us to create this work. I think that's why people like it, and that is an example of what my advice to young artists would be. Audiences can pick up on insincerity, and it can leave an uneasy impression on people. Being as authentic as possible is really scary, but it's necessary to making what we're making as artists. We have to push through our own walls all the time. It can be uncomfortable, but the payoff is that we get messages from people who understand those parts of us, and it's really beautiful. So I guess to sum it up, take the time to really look inside yourself while you're making your art and be intentional with what you're trying to say. Your inner world is your greatest strength in this endeavor. And I just thought that was absolutely beautiful, you know, especially from a person who's not that much older than myself to have such an insightful response. And, you know, I did really take it to heart, you know, in my own songwriting, trying to be more in touch with my emotions and more vulnerable. And, you know, I think that sentiment of vulnerability while songwriting can also tie back to the original situation or situations you find yourself, you know, in a relationship that you have to be vulnerable even though it's hard, you know. Music is a relationship after all, and it's a give and take, but, you know, you have to be vulnerable with it. Otherwise, you're not going to produce your best work. And I'd like to thank Smush again, Emily, and I hope to see you live someday. All right, without further ado, this is If We Didn't Cry by Smush.
Thank you. has two loveless arms. It's so simple when you stayed over. One night, some pillow lines stretched across morning light, sleeping on bedroom walls. You said I remember why I loved you. I once lied to pull the covers off. I'm not afraid to
Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Guitari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
You've either been troubled